And this is Willie Terrace still here at the Cook County Labor Day Solidarity Picnic. And I have as my guest one of the longtime labor activists, John Flanders, and who's also the founder of the Jane Conley Forum in Troy. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good.
And John, tell me your feelings on this Labor Day. You know, let's say if you had to grade the labor movement from A to F, what grade would you give them, and then tell me why?
It's been pretty sorry record up till now. I mean, but I think the mood is changing. I think workers have had their fill of abuse, and I think the tide is maybe starting to turn a little bit. That's my sense of things. I mean, I'm retired, so I don't feel the pulse of the employed working class the way I used to.
But, John, you just use an R word, retired. What you retired from? Because I see you everywhere.
I retired from the railroad. I was a locomotive mechanic. And we used to fix locomotives. Well, they still do fix locomotives. That's another example of an industry that is being ravaged by capitalism. Assets stripped by the bosses. The workers are really suffering there now, as I understand it.
But, Doc, what do you think this Labor Day and beyond, what are some of the key issues that labor should be focusing on?
Well, labor has to deal with the whole question of the capitalist system. I mean, this is a labor movement that historically has accepted the right of management to run things pretty much politically and on the job. But I mean, it can't go on like this, you know, because as in my former industry demonstrates, the people, Wall Street is just stealing stuff, basically, from the workers, making their lives miserable. I mean, everywhere you look, it's the same thing. This is why nurses are organizing, workers are organizing everywhere, because they can't take it anymore.
And John, I know you know about this election coming up. Everybody can get rid of Trump. But do you feel that the labor movement should begin to build its own party, or should they continue the relationship with the Democratic Republic?
Well, I've always felt that. And with Bernie Sanders, we actually have somebody who historically, I know this for a fact because I knew Bernie years ago, was in favor of that. But I mean, right now he's in the Democratic Party, and we'll see what happens. I personally think that there's no way in hell that Bernie will get the Democratic nomination. The powers that be will make sure that he's iced out. And so we'll see what happens after that.
How important do you think is that the labor create their own media?
Oh, it's very important. And they could do a lot more than they do. I mean, the unions have the money. They could be financing a national radio show with a well-known figure, you know, pro-labor figure. The problem is that union officials tend to want people that support them personally as opposed to support labor generally, and they don't want critical thinking to merge too much, you know, in terms, because that might encourage people to run against them. That's the problem.
You take a lot of pictures around here. You know, what inspired you to do this? And what do you do with the pictures?
The pictures I take at this picnic, I will put on the Solidarity Committee's Facebook page and circulate by email to people who are on my email list. I do it in order to publicize things that the labor movement is doing, that anybody in struggle is doing. I think we need to do that. You know, we need to show the best face possible for the people's movements.
And John, I know you, like I said, you're a longtime labor leader. Have you started writing your book yet?
No, I'm retired. I'm taking it easy a little bit, you know. No, I mean, as much as I can. I'll be processing pictures till late at night, probably, from this thing. But no, I haven't started a book yet. Sorry,
yeah.
Willie.
Yeah. All right, that's John Flanders, one of the longtime activists and also a member of the Solidarity Committee.
And nice talking to you, Willie, and keep doing what you're doing with the media.
All right, thank you, John. And this is Willie Terry, still here at the Labor Council Picnic in Cook Park, and things are winding down. And now I have as my guest, Dan...
Kelly.
Kelly, right. Dan Kelly from the...
I'm from the Capital District Socialist Party, which is one of the locals of the Nationwide Socialist Party USA.
Okay. And how you doing, Dan?
Oh, good. Nice picnic.
Yeah, right. So what do you think of the picnic?
What do I think of the picnic?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's a great idea. I think it's great that something that recognizes working people, recognizes the contributions of the unions every year, and also it gives a voice to a lot of organizations that are working for social change to come in and just get together and enjoy a day.
Okay. Dan, if you had to grade the labor movement, this Labor Day, let's say from A to L, what grade would you give it and why?
Willie, that's a really tough question because I love the labor movement. I really do. And I've been active as a union member for most of my career. And so that being said, I kind of shy away from A through F. I wouldn't give anybody an A, and I don't want to give anybody an F. So let's just say a C plus. And I know that might make a few people angry, but I think... In the labor movement over the past few decades, we've let a few things just escape from us. We have situations like the Janus versus AFME decision by the Supreme Court. We should have seen that coming 20 years ago, but we didn't. And I'm glad that many of the unions are you know, rising to the occasion and fighting now to keep their membership. I know the union that I belong to, AFSCME being one of the unions I belong to, has actually taken in more members since the Janus decision. But that Janus decision that basically turns the United States into a right to work, which is of course a misnomer because it's a right to be exploited, but instead of having a handful of right to work states, we have a right to work country, which means a right to be exploited.
Okay. Now what do you think would be the key labor movement issues at this point in time?
Well, I think we've got to stop always throwing our support behind the Democratic Party. That doesn't mean there aren't a couple of good Democratic politicians here and there, but the Democratic and Republican parties are really on the same page with a lot of things.
Well, and in saying that, do you think labor movements should build their own independent party?
I have felt that way for years. Now, I know there was an attempt to create a labor party, you know, sometime in the recent past. It wasn't something I was involved in. It might have been 20 years ago. I don't remember exactly. But they kind of fizzled out partly because they didn't want to run people for office. But I think if you're going to have a party, and you should have a party that their primary focus is just to represent labor, period. Because labor is like, you know, when you say labor, you're talking about 99% of the population.
So then, what message would you have for working people on this Labor Day?
On this Labor Day, I'd say don't get too comfortable. Don't be afraid to stand up for your rights. But most of all, remember one thing, that your power, the power you have, comes from working together as a group. You can't do it as an individual. You can do little things as an individual, but when it's everybody working together, they can do a lot more. Now, I really think that working people should actually control the places where they work. They shouldn't be just hired slaves.
All right. Dan, it's Dan Kelly, a longtime activist and a member of the...
Capital District Socialist Party, and I want to put a quick plug in.
Go ahead, Dan.
We have an open meeting that anybody in the public can come to on the second Wednesday of every month at the Social Justice Center in Albany, 33 Central Avenue, starts at 6:30 p.m. Everybody's welcome there. Now, please don't come and just be a disruptive influence, but if you want to come and listen and even contribute ideas, that'd be great.
All right, thank you, Dan.
You're welcome, Will.
The morning after a while, and before I be a slave, I'll be dead in my grave. Take my place with those who loved and fought before.